The Iranian foreign minister has slammed U.S. anti-Iran sanctions, saying the message Washington is sending to the rest of the world is it is not reliable. Mohammad Javad Zarif said the White House's message is that nobody can count on the United States' commitment to its international undertakings. Israel is making plans to build a new field hospital in the occupied Golan Heights to treat what Tel Aviv calls wounded people from the Syrian war. According to a military spokesman, the medical center will be able to treat some 50 people per day. The U.S. president's eldest son is to testify before Congress as part of an inquiry into his alleged ties with Russia before last year's presidential election. Donald Trump Jr. and U.S. President's campaign official Paul Manafort will appear before an investigating committee on July 19th. Hundreds of Grenfell Tower residents and protesters in the British capital London have demanded that the entire cabinet of the local council step aside. The protesters called the officials, quote, murderers, saying they have blood on their hands after the deadly fire inside the building last month. Scores of demonstrators have been arrested in Washington, D.C. after they voiced their opposition to a Republican-backed health care bill. Police say around 155 protesters were detained inside three Senate office buildings. The demonstrators were angry over plans to repeal former President Barack Obama's signature health care bill. A group of Palestinian activists and lawyers have called on the International Criminal Court to speed up an investigation into Israeli war crimes against Palestinians. The rights activists presented the ICC with new proof, stressing that Israel committed crimes against Palestinian people during the 2014 Gaza War. Reports say Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is debating whether to remove the new metal detectors set up at the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Meanwhile, around 70 Palestinians have been injured by Israeli forces during a protest against Tel Aviv's restrictions on the holy site in Jerusalem Al-Quds. Government forces liberate five strategic hills and six surrounding villages from the Daesh terror group in the Syrian desert close to the Jordanian and Iraqi borders. The Syrian army also recaptured 15 oil and gas fields south of the flashpoint city of Raqqa.